Welcome everyone to the final edition of the Pitching In NPL show for the 2023-24 season, as we gather round warmly at the Heat and Hops for one last recording to look back at what a remarkable season it's been in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. And just to prove how remarkable it's been, round the table to look back at what has been a glorious season for all our teams involved. Shut up, James. It's a big welcome back to Mr. Andrew Simpson.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to be back.
Good to be back. Berkey's here from 26-0.
Hello, Ben, and I concur entirely with what Simo just said.
Swampy's here, everyone, from Belgium.
Oh, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Hope everyone's well, and it's great to be here. I'm going to put you on the lovely warm. We're down in a cellar.
A big thank you to Damien at the Heating Ups for hosting us for one last time this season. Very kind as always.
Pub of the year.
Pub of the year in South Manchester.
2023-2024.
Ironically, South Manchester Stockport, which is where this pub actually is. And James Hayes is here as well. Hello, James.
Evening,
welcome.
Ben. How are you doing?
All good. All good. Now, where should we start? Let's start with Radcliffe. Did you have a nice time?
We've had a very lovely time.
What do you think it's been down to this season? Because there's been plenty of teams who were vying for that top spot, but Radcliffe have just been consistent all the way through. Oh, it's down to consistency. That makes sense.
Yeah, it'd be nice to me what you said there, consistency. I think it's only twice during the season Radcliffe have not been top of the table. Opening day of the season and the round of fixtures before Christmas. Other than that, it's been top spot all the way.
Hang on, you won 4-0 on the opening day. Did Swan win by more?
Yeah, Ilkeson was top of the table.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I think for Radcliffe, it's just been a case of consistency all year round. Not had to make a major transfer except for having to replace Luke Joyce during the season. Mm-hmm. So it's been the core team all year long.
And Berkey, when I spoke to Jono, that is the key, isn't it? Because you speak to managers down the bottom end of the table, they rue the injury list. They're having to chop and change. Radcliffe haven't had to do that at all this season.
No, they haven't. But one thing that's really pleased me, and no doubt pleased a lot of people around Radcliffe, is that it's been a bit of a renaissance this season for Bernard and Jono. They were always close when they were at Chester, never quite cracked it. But this season, it feels like the methods are justified all over again. You know, because you go back to the Ramy days and the Salford days when they just waltzed up through the divisions and they were brilliant. That Ramsbottom side, genuinely just one of the best non-league sides I've ever seen. They were so much fun, and they've brought that back, albeit with Radcliffe this season. And they said at the start of the campaign, it's the only club they would have even considered going to, because it's round the corner from their houses. Yeah. They don't want to be schlepping up and down the motorways anymore, which is completely fair enough, innit? But yeah, great season for everyone. Radcliffe, Jono and Bernard especially, but also Mr. Hilton as well. A very good appointment.
They're infectious. We've known them within our division for a long, long time, and you rightly say, Berkey, they play some superb football. One of the very few teams that leave three players up on corners. Yep. And a testament to the fact that they do that, and they've done that pretty much in every team they've ever had. I think, and as you rightly say, they live around the corner, and that appointment was perfect for them. And the team they assembled was one of real good quality. They deserved to win the league. They had a little bit of I think it was a stage when everyone was thinking they were so far away from everybody, and then it was clawed back a little bit.
It was the end of the season.
And it's like, are they going to be able to do it? And I think that their league position is certainly justified. Entertaining football club. And I hope they go on next season to do really well, because they've got two guys in charge that are passionate about the game, love talking about the game. And, I wonder if they will change many personnel within that squad. A lot of clubs do that.
We've already made one signing this season.
Yeah, Brad Roscoe, Hyde United's captain.
The natural thing you do, though, when you get promoted, you've had a good look at everyone.
You
in the division you're leaving.
Yeah,
Brad. And there are some quality players at this level.
Absolutely. Brad played fantastic against Radcliffe.
Speaking about entertaining, over 100 goals scored as well for Radcliffe this season in the league. Which is how you do it, isn't it?
It is. But you can pick out loads of metrics and make a case. I mean, in a way, they've kind of defied expectation. And what I mean by that is, we all predicted they'd be strong. We all predicted they'd do well. But everyone really thought it was going to be a fight between them and Mac and possibly Marine. What you have to emphasise, and I don't think you can kind of understate it, is Radcliffe have absolutely smashed the opposition. They have won the league by a mile. In a season when, look at the teams that made the playoffs, look at the teams that just missed out on the playoffs, this has been a really strong Premier Division, and Radcliffe have been miles ahead of everybody else. I don't think you can kind of emphasise that enough.
It says a lot. We'll come to other teams in a second properly, I know, but it says a lot with the rest of the league as well, where there wasn't a real settled playoff picture until...
Yeah, it was competitive, I think.
2 weeks before the end of the season.
The other metric is the teams down the bottom end. It's 40, isn't it? And this year it's 30, which says to me that, you know, that top half of the table...
Well, you look at the previous season and there was something like 20 points between the playoff teams and the ones fighting against relegation. This season, there was a gulf, really, between
That's 40
them.
Points.
Yeah, between, exactly. Yeah.
There you go.
Just a final point as well, Birker. We have to remember that it's only been less than 10 years since the fire and the community coming together and that big crowd straight after. And fair play to Paul and everyone at the club, really.
Well, even 5 years ago, you wouldn't have predicted this. You know, they've won a couple of promotions. They've done fantastically well, A, to get into this division, and B, to establish themselves. But then C, to go and absolutely waltz the way and through this division.
Yeah. And it's D, been the, but being in the shadow of some of the teams nearby, Bolton, Bury in the past.
FC.
You're not lost at your place for the last 4 times. But anyway.
Just leave quietly. Leave with some dignity, my friend.
But, but again, this is a big opportunity for Radcliffe to not just develop as a club, as a town, from being where it was 15 years ago, on the verge of going to the North West Counties and probably not coming back. It's a big, big step up. The club are ready for it, and not just as a club, but as a town. It's brought everything back together, and hopefully now is something to get up and running.
But a big congratulations to everyone at Radcliffe off on their merry way to the National League North.
How many points was it?
10.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
There's your segue. Thank
Good.
You very much.
Simo.
You said Macclesfield by 10, though.
Yeah, probably did.
In fairness, we all did.
Speaking of Macclesfield.
Yes.
Playoff final. I mean, to be fair, we have to go back a few weeks. For Macclesfield to finish second where they were heading into April was something, especially at the same time they were through to the FA Trophy semi-final. However, just short by Marine in the final of the playoffs.
And that can happen, one-off game. What an occasion for the league. And that's going to be a theme because some of the attendances in the Step 4 games were sellouts as well. So showing again kind of the enthusiasm for the league. Look, losing to Marine is no disgrace whatsoever. And they've been kind of neck and neck all season. There's not a great deal between those two teams. I think with Mac falling short, it probably makes them even more dangerous next season. You know, wounded Tiger element.
I mean, we'll come back to the predictions for next year, but...
Yeah, I think also they'll have the advantage, if that's the right way of looking at it. If Cleggie's been in there a few weeks now, he's been able to have a look at the players that he's got. Will know who he would have wanted to bring in. He's on a full pre-season, chomping at the bit to put this behind him. The only thing is he got a stew on losing the playoff final for a bit, but it's still a great achievement. They, you know, from where they were, it was a bit touch and go for a little while.
There was a chance,
you know,
that they might not have even
It was touch and go, but the way that they finished the season, I know we talked last time about the couple of games where they made wholesale changes, but the run before that was 9 wins out of 10 on the Claggy. So, you know, they're going in the right direction. They'll have a rethink, but I think they'll be ready for next year.
There's no discontent at the club or anything.
No.
I think they really missed Alex Curran when he was out injured.
Yes,
as well. He makes things tick for him, as he does with every team. You know, from his days at FC Swamps. But I think if he'd have been there the entire season, it would have been a bit closer.
It wasn't to be for Macclesfield. Marine getting promoted out of the playoffs. They did very, very well, didn't they, Simo?
Are these one of the most, for neutrals, one of the most popular teams to be?
Yeah.
Promoted, I think
Definitely.
You can make a case for that. A historic promotion because they'll be playing in the National League for the first time in the club's history. The great thing about Marine's story is, and I've said this to a few people this week, it's almost kind of a model of how to do it. They've built carefully on the field over a period of seasons now under Neil Young. Yes, it was helped by the run to the FA Cup third round, but it's obvious that most of that money has been spent on the facilities and not on the team. And he's spoken about this, hasn't he, that it's kind of been a year-on-year progression. They went far off the playoffs last season, but they knew they needed to improve and they wanted to improve, and they've made signings that have taken them to the next level. We don't know yet who's going to win player of the season, things like that, but I would say Sol Solomon is one of the best individual players I've seen in the Northern Premier League this season by a distance. But he kind of also encapsulates how Neil Young's done it. Yes, they've brought in good players, but they've scouted really well. Nobody knew who Solomon was. And just to reiterate something I said earlier in the season, I saw them go out the FA Cup against Harrogate in November, and they were still doing all right in the league at that point. But Neil Young said after the game, we've got to improve. And he moved some players on, and he went back into the transfer market. And then, as he said to you in the interview this week, pretty much from the turn of the year, have not looked back.
Yeah. We were saying as well earlier about John Owen Bernard, a bit of a renaissance for them. And you could say that Neil Young, it's been an ongoing project for him.
100% true, that.
It's interesting as well, you mentioned John Owen Bernard, because John Owen, in his interview, said that when they first got into management, one of the managers they wanted
to... Yes, he did, actually, yeah.
Emulate was
Neil Young. So it's...
But he's been around a lot, hasn't he? And he's done great things at clubs. And, you know, he gets the Marine job, and you're thinking... what's going to do here? And as you rightly said, the FA Cup money, and they spend that amazingly because
they've spread it.
They redeveloped the clubhouse. Local people are drinking in there. The community are completely on board with them. They've got the 3G pitch,
averaging 1,000 a week,
and they are, and they've got a really good crowd. It is testament to him how he's got them playing, and they play great football all season.
Some echoes with Radcliffe. You've actually got the manager that you really want to have going into the National League North. He knows that league. He knows how to succeed in that league in the same way that Byrne and Jono do. It'll be really interesting to see how they reshape the squad this summer to be competitive, but I do think they'll be competitive, and he's the guy you'd want to lead that. But I think you're right. I think, like I say, I use the phrase, they are a model club for lots of similar-sized clubs from similar-sized towns in the northwest that we all follow, and you've got to be looking at Marine and how they've done it. It's not just, oh, we got to the FA Cup third round. That would be a little bit of an insult, really. You still have to have the ambition and the intelligence and the creativity to kind of pull all that together in the way that they have.
Well, congratulations to both Radcliffe and Marine. They'll be departing us and are on their way to the National League North. Commiserations to Macclesfield. Also commiserations to Warrington Rylands and to Worksop as well. But congratulations at the same time, because it was one hell of a playoff race, wasn't it? I think we can forget just how competitive that was. Obviously, we have to mention the relegation side of things. Bradford Park Avenue, Stafford Rangers and Atherton Coles. In the end, Basford United, very comfortable. 7 points, which didn't look likely at one point.
Unlikely.
Basford have done well there.
Yeah, and you know, they had a real topsy-turvy season, a couple of management changes. They're kind of a club that's gone full circle with Martin Carruthers now going to be in charge, and he came in towards the end of the season. He's going to be there for next season. There's a little bit of getting the band back together. Chris Munro, the owner, was talking about this week. You know, they're relaying the pitch in the summer, and they're kind of real sense of renewal. They certainly don't want to be in that position again, struggling next season, and they think he's the man to make sure that doesn't happen. If the team's going down, I mean... two huge teams going to be playing at Step 4 next season in Bradford Park Avenue and Stafford Rangers, and they've got, both of them, a big rebuild to do. It looks like they're both going to stick with the management teams that they ended the season with. So former Maxwell manager Danny Whitaker was head coach at Bradford, and he'll have a big rebuild on his hands, I would have thought, but will have some backing to do that. Stafford are going to... came out straight away, Stafford, after they've been relegated. So Dave Cook's our guy. We're sticking with him. We all know Dave around this table. We know that he is a very wily operator. We'll see what division they end up going in.
I think that's a big thing.
Yeah,
for, I think
at the big time thing of recording, them. We don't know.
No, it could be the Midlands. It could be the West. I mean, just to throw out Bradford Park Avenue as well. Obviously,
they'll probably be in the East.
The East is just as competitive as the West in reality. But they'll be in a league, Stafford Rangers, with Nantwich Town, with Runcorn Linnets, with Atherton Coles,
City Liverpool, beaten player finalists,
with Witton Albion, of course. Widnes came good towards the end. They'll probably be contenders.
It's a brutal division in terms of how competitive it is. So it wouldn't be a gimme. I think Paul Carden at Nantwich has a head start because he's been able now to get his team together, whereas Dave Cook's obviously now responding to a relegation. But yes, the size of the club that Stafford is, and obviously their history, there'll be an expectation that they'll be competitive. I think it's a slightly different story for Atherton Coles. It'd be interesting to see kind of where they peg their expectation with coming down. They've punched above weight for so long in the Premier Division, you know, which we know they survived on the final day of the season last year under Brad Cook. We thought it'd be a long, hard season for them, and that's how it's turned out. I don't think their ambition will be to bounce back at the first attempt. I think they'll want to kind of stabilise a little bit now. It's so, so hard when you're trying to survive year on year in the Premier Division. And probably in some ways a relief they can reset at step four and build ready to go back up again in the medium term, I would say, for them.
Just while we're talking about step four, we will come back to the Premier Division in a second and talk about the teams who got promoted into the league and are also dropped down from the National League North. But we can say some teams who will be joining us for next season.
I mean, obviously, subject to ratification and allocations. Obviously, I'm not going to say too much until it's all been posted out.
Yeah.
I don't think say as much as you can. Say as much as you can. That's what we're asking.
I don't think Blythe are going to end up in the
obvious ones, isn't there?
Yeah. But congratulations to the town of Wivenshaw, who many moons ago didn't even have a team in the semi-professional game.
No.
Whereas now, not only have they got two teams in the semi-professional game, but they've also got two teams at step four.
Yeah.
That's well played, Wivenshaw AFC and Wivenshaw Town. Also, big congratulations to Congleton, who you'd think were in the North West Counties, but no, are actually coming up via the Midlands Premier Division.
One of the founding Division 1 side as well, Congleton, so yeah. Oh, welcome back, really.
Congleton Town, they'll be joining us, though, from the Midlands Premier Division, alongside Darlaston Town, who've won the playoffs in the Midlands. They'll definitely be joining us next season, and joining quite a hefty amount of teams in that neck of the woods as well. Also joining the Northern Premier League for next season from the Northern League, congratulations to Bishop Auckland and to Heaton Stannington, who won the playoffs. A bit further south in the United Counties, Sherwood Collieries joining us, as well as Loughborough Students. Loughborough, I think, will be in the Midlands Division, won't they? Sherwood, a bit borderline, but we're waiting to see. Definitely in the East Division, though, will be Emlet, who've won the Northern Counties East Division, and they'll be joined by Garforth Town, who've come up via the playoffs. Those are the teams who've been promoted from Step 5 that we can mention at this point. There is obviously geographical realignment.
99.9% probability they'll join us.
Now, let's talk about the NPL Premier Division then for next season and how that looks. And the only side joining us from Step 2 from the National League North is Blyth Spartans.
Good chippy.
Welcome back. For the Chippy,
yep,
and obviously Croft Park, great venue. Obviously, I think Blyth Spartans would prefer to be in the National League North, but it is good to have them back.
It's lovely to have them back. It took them a season to get adjusted last time they were relegated, but then the following year they romped away. Remember, it was a season that they didn't just beat Salford to the title; they absolutely ran away with it.
No, that Robbie Dale proved why he was number two in the all-time list.
They were brilliant, weren't they, that year? Absolutely fantastic. One of the probably the best team we've ever seen in this division. That team that season were just ridiculous.
I think Hyde a few years
that
ago.
That front three though were really exciting. Yeah. Fantastic, yeah. Blyth Spartans, they'll be joining Hebburn Town, of course.
If they can keep hold of Adamaya Purwall, what a fantastic season he's had at Step 4.
Yeah, yeah.
30 goals.
Banging him.
Obviously, Blyth Spartans, I think, will be looking to do well, but they do have to look at Bradford Park Avenue. It's a tricky relegation, that.
Yeah, and Hyde United from around, just nearly 10 years ago as well, just falling straight through the floor. The first job is basically to steady the ship.
Blyth Spartans will be in the league alongside Hebburn Town. Congratulations to Hebburn, a phenomenal season for them. Pipping Stockton Town to the title, and Stockton Town did really well to compose themselves. Yeah. In the mother of all playoff finals, Simo. I know you went to another one in the West, but the East one was...
I text Mark Carruthers to set. I think your afternoon was more stressful. I mean, I was panicking because the Prescott game was delayed kickoff because they couldn't get everyone in the ground. Obviously, we're both on a print deadline for the Nottingham paper. I'm thinking, if this goes to extra time. And then, what was I worried about? Look at his afternoon. I'm serenely filing my copy and his head's falling off. But yeah, I mean, if Stockton had fallen short in those circumstances... I mean, can you imagine the therapy that they would have required? Because it would have been the third season in a row they would have fallen short, and if they'd have fallen short in that manner.
Not only that, as well, leading the league the way they did as well. And obviously, games in hand obviously hampered that a little bit. But again, at Hepburn, second part of the season, they were unstoppable. I mean, Dunstan as well.
I mean, those two teams there, they come into the league, step three, with a
good moment. They'll be really competitive.
Yeah.
So that's the teams from the East. What about the teams from the West?
What about them, Ben?
Now, I'll come to you, Simo, for this bit, because obviously, Leake Town. I think we mentioned Marine. I think Leake Town is
going to be another popular addition to the Premier Division. Absolutely. Just a popular club anyway, aren't they?
Are they going to do well? Because
yes, set up to...
they beat South Shields this year. That might get lost in the wash, but they
beat them well on the telly box. One of the rising stars of management in non-league, in Josh Breo, who I think will definitely do another season with Leake. I think he wants to see how he can, he's the guy that's took him finally back up to step three. He definitely wants to carry on for next season, but if he continues to kind of build his profile, they'll definitely be attracting interest. I mean, I spoke to people at Leake. I've said, like, if they don't sign anybody, they will still be really competitive next season. I'm not saying they're not going to sign anyone, because I think they will, but there's a lot of players in that team who stayed loyal to Leake when they could have got moves up the pyramid. So they're stacked with lads who are good enough to play. But anyway, great story, really well-run club, good away day for people. They will be a great addition to the
bit of a spooky omen as well with Leake, because, again, when they've dropped down to step four, they went down with Radcliffe. 1997, when Radcliffe won the First Division, Leake won the Premier Division.
No way.
And promoted to the National League. So a bit of a...
I like that.
Also joining Leake Town, though, Prescott Cables. And you were at this final. And you mentioned it, Simo, already, just about the crowd. And we had Steve Daly on the show, obviously, last week. Another manager who's done well.
What a job he's done.
It's interesting that he said last week that they feel like this is the division they should always be at.
Yeah, and they have had a spell in the Premier Division. When I was a Cub reporter, first covering the Northern Premier League, Prescott were in the Premier Division. And it's taken them 15 years to get back after relegation. But having covered games at Prescott a few times this season, this is very much now a club on the up in a town that's kind of on the up. There's been some really good editorial this week reading about kind of the rejuvenation of Prescott, and the football team is kind of embedded in that as well.
I've had a memory, because we were saying a while ago, and I think it was under Brian Richardson or that time, that Prescott Cables did a good job of attracting the youngsters of the town. And they had a little ultra section, didn't they, behind
them? Honestly. Yeah.
And that was about it must have been about 5-7 years ago
they
now.
They were there for the playoff final.
Yeah, and
now
they're behind the goal. Now they've grown up.
They were there for a semi-final as well.
isn't that how it should work?
Lots of clubs should be looking at how they've done it, because, you know, it's a bit of a cliche about non-league, about average age of crowds and stuff, and there are other clubs booking the trend. I'm not saying for a minute Prescott are unique, but they are kind of part of this renaissance of Merseyside non-league football. Don't forget who we had in the playoffs. The Marine have gone up. It's a great neck of the woods to be enjoying your semi-pro football at the moment. They'll be a great addition to the Premier Division as well. But just the vibe around the club, they've got genuine momentum at Prescott. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be so exciting to see where that takes them.
Now, what I'm going to do now, because we've mentioned all the teams who are joining the Premier Division, I'm just going to go through it alphabetically next season and just get your general vibes about what you feel that team should achieve next year or could achieve.
I like this.
Let's begin with the letter A. Ashton United, Birke.
They had a brilliant end of the season, and you often look at teams, see how they did on the running, and try and extrapolate how that's going to translate into the following season. And on how Ashton did the last dozen or so games, you'd have to say...
I mean, to be fair, whenever I've interviewed Steve Cunningham this season, he does mention the record, because they didn't actually lose that many games last season.
They should be a team that should be there or thereabouts.
If they can keep Sam Baird fit, that'd be a massive boon for him. Mm-hmm. Really would be.
Bamber Bridge. It's been a frustrating season, hasn't it, for everyone at Bamber Bridge?
They're a cautionary tale for the people who finished in the playoffs this season, because Bamber Bridge and Matlock look at the campaigns that they've had.
Well, look at Gainsborough.
Gainsborough got the trend slightly, but for a long time we're in the bottom half of the table. It's a big summer for Bamber Bridge, but look, they were punching massively above their weight to make the playoffs. It was an unbelievable achievement to make the playoffs last season. Have they maybe just regressed to the mean a little bit? I think Jamie Milligan will be really disappointed at the finish in the bottom half of the table. But
yeah, I don't think his stock's fallen particularly.
No.
What about Basford United? The interesting thing about Basford United was, I think we can forget, they did move across, didn't they, last year?
Yeah, they did.
That is tough.
Very tough. And they made some mistakes. Obviously, they had the early managerial change with Steve Kittrick moving on. James Jepson came in. Actually did an all right job.
I think he did a good job, yeah.
And he's just deserves some of the credit for them staying up, by the way.
Let's not forget the end of the season. Again, given Maxfield are scared.
Well, in the end, they were safe, quite comfortably, weren't they?
Stayed up comfortably and on merit, but they absolutely are more ambitious than fighting against relegation, so that's the, you know, they're really going to have to improve.
Let's go to FC United. Champions of Europe again. Enfield Town were in there, and Lewis. So to win that trophy is no mean feat, really.
It was great for FC to go away and do that. I think FC United and Manchester have a maybe playoffs, but again, it's all dependent on so many factors. Injury's been horrendous. Playoffs.
There you go.
What about Gainsborough Trinity? Now, Gainsborough Trinity, they did have a rocky road at the start, but I think Russ Wilcox should be congratulated on
for the
what
way
he
the
achieved.
End of the season. Yes,
yeah.
So they should... might already have done their best piece of business by tying Deck Harrell to a contract for next season.
Yeah. Golden Boot winner. So,
Geisler,
New manager who knows how to get promoted into the division above. Mark Bauer. They're being quite active at the moment, aren't they? With tying players down for next season. He's had a little look at what he's got.
But they're a playoff team this season. They have to be, because that's what they set the precedent this season.
Here's a conversation for you. Hyde.
Yeah.
Now, we mentioned Stockton. Stockton obviously missing out twice on promotion.
Yeah.
They did it the third time, though.
Yeah.
What about yourselves?
I don't want to curse it, but I do think it's going to be a decent season.
You were close to this year.
Yeah, we were. We actually, even though we had two fewer games than the season before, we got more points than the previous season, which is a little bit annoying to still miss out, finish sixth again. But there are good signs there. We've really missed Brad Roscoe. He was out for the last quarter of the season, something like that. And it was noticeable.
For me, the team of the season, based upon the fact, finance, based upon the fact that as a football club, no one expected a great, huge amount, and you were there to the very, very end. They've worked so well with a very finite budget, and that's what football's about.
Nick Spoon has done it again, hasn't he?
Yeah, look, we're going to need to recruit well. We need to replace Brad Roscoe. We need to replace Callum Spoon, and no doubt there's going to be other players leaving as well, but we've got Harry Ditchfield back in. We've got Jack Redshaw. He's going to be the new captain. It's a good start.
Ilkeston Town. I think we can forget the start of the season Ilkeston had.
Yes.
It was very chaotic.
Again, a bit like
Baysford. You know, they're having to move across. It was just a weird start to the season. But I think Ian Deacon, we mentioned Nick Spooner and Russ Wilcox. I think Ian Deacon's done a very good job.
Enough green shoots, didn't they? They'll probably be a little bit disappointed, but they were a million miles off. And yeah, they want a year of stability, but he's another one who's been active already in getting players in for next season.
What about Lancaster City? That was an interesting second part to the season, wasn't it?
A real charge in the end. They started off shakily under Chris Wilcock. They lost, I think it was 4-0 against Hyde at home. And yeah, he steadied the ship pretty quickly after Mark Fell left. Yeah, I really can't figure out which way it's going to go, because I suspect a few of the Lancaster players might end up rocking up over at Workington, but we shall see.
What about Matlock Town? We mentioned Baysford and how comfortable it was in the end. Matlock, for a while, were hovering just above things.
They were, and then they had Johnny Margaret, so...
Yeah. We forget that Margaret's left partway through.
Listen, there's no dressing it up. It was a massive disappointment, their season. And another year, they may even have been dragged even further into a relegation battle.
It was a shock, wasn't it?
It was a shock. I mean, they sneaked into fifth, didn't they, last year? But that gave them momentum, gave them expectation into this season. It just didn't work out. Yeah, the Margaret's factor is really significant. Did a load of injury problems in the first half of the season, well, which didn't help. Also under new management, Nicky Law's come in. Not been in non-league for a while, although he has brought in Martin Foster, who was at Guiseley this season, so he has got some know-how with him in the dugout, and he'll need to call on that, because he's not been around the league for quite some time, but he's a wily operator. But yeah, they need to improve massively.
Morpeth Town, because Craig Lynch, I think it's safe to say, last season didn't go the way Morpeth were expecting. This season, there's been a turnover of players a little bit. and he's starting to shape the squad a little bit, and I think they could be generally satisfied.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, it was a real big rebuilding job that he had to do.
The big one for Morpeth there is they've released Dan Lowden. Mm. And he's a big, big player up in that sort of area, so no idea if he's...
But the big thing also for Morpeth is that there's another North East team.
Three or four now.
Hebburn as well.
Yeah, Hebburn, yeah.
And Blyth.
Yeah, I mean... Stockton. They're a bit further down. So there's going to be more rivalry. So they'll want to be the big dog in the division because they've been there a few years now. So they're going to have to really perform this season.
Warrington Rylands, obviously they lost their manager, Michael Clegg, which was a big blow.
It's hard. It's very hard to look into the future for them because they haven't appointed a new manager yet. There is a good core of players there if they make an appointment quickly and they can. You know, they made the playoffs year on year. There has been improvement despite the changes in manager, but all depends on who they appoint.
What about Whitby Town? They've had an up and down season, haven't they? First round of the FA Cup,
which was amazing.
Yeah, and generally they've been top half all the way through this campaign.
More importantly, do they still have the best kit in the league?
Yes,
always.
And we all agree on that, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We all agree on that.
But Whitby, I think there was an air of disappointment of what could have been. But I think the standard of football that is being played there under Nathan Aslam is something to behold, I think.
I think it depends on your glass half full, glass half empty guy, really. They had finished the high, won the County Cup.
Yeah.
Was it last night as we record this? Don't underestimate kind of the amazing story of them getting to the FA Cup first round for the first time in what was it, more than two decades? You know, that is a reason to say the season was a success. Would they have expected to finish higher than 12th? Absolutely. They just kind of, the number of games they need to catch up actually ended
too
up
much, wasn't it?
Too much.
Yeah.
In fairness, so they are keeping the core of the team for next season, and there's a young board starting to come in, so they're going through that sort of renaissance themselves there. So again, it depends what they can bring to the table.
Workington, Mark Fell, welcome back.
The return. A popular return, I think.
Definitely.
So Scott Allison's obviously retiring. They've had one or two others that are leaving or hanging up the boots as well this year. It's going to be a big, big rebuild from there. So again, with Mark Fell, who's going to go up some from Lancaster with him? And also, who can they get? And more importantly, where?
But isn't that perfect for a manager?
Yeah.
Moving, having a bit of time out. And we all like Mark Fell. He's a top draw guy. And he's getting a blank canvas primarily to start the Workington project again.
Not only that, because his appointment was made nice and early. He's been watching games.
Danny Granger's basically fought that through when he announced he was leaving. He wanted to make sure the club was in a good spot when he left.
And also one of the greatest BBC radio commentators ever at Workington.
Oh, Walshy.
Well, absolutely.
They'll do well next year.
And finally, Worksop Town.
I think with them, they've not got the pressure starting next year with the record it had.
Do you think that pressure thing, because Worksop did have a little bit of momentum, let's say, but they've treaded that ground now and they know what this level's about.
They did brilliantly. They made the playoffs in very difficult...
And the first round of the FA Cup.
And the first round of the FA Cup. All right, they just fell short, but they were playing Mac away in the semi-final. You know, it was a very, very difficult game. Worksop need to improve their away form next season. They're by far the weakest away record of the teams, I would say, down probably to top eight, top nine. That's where they need to improve next season, but they'll be a force.
They'll be a playoff contender, no doubt about it.
And with the relegated team coming into the division and the teams coming up from step four, you might have gone, wait, I've gone through all this list with you, Ben, and you've only named 21 teams there. Why?
That was very
James.
Steve Coogan, wasn't it?
Because again, we've got three teams from National League North going to probably the Southern Division, so there's a space with the allocations coming up. Right.
Could you give us an idea of the teams that we might possibly get?
There is speculation that it could be our old friends from Micklow, but they will be under new management, of course, because John McGrath has gone
has he
to
really?
Buxton.
Oh, wow.
Telford,
isn't it?
Simo said speculate, so that's fine. We're all covered. There's two promotions we've not mentioned on this week's show, Spalding United and Harbour Town. Big congratulations to those two. They got promoted out of the Midlands Division, but because of geographical realignments, we don't think they'll be with us.
They're probably more going towards the Southern Central.
The AGM Cup.
But again, with the title fight between them, with Spalding and Harbour Town, that went right to the wire. And again, if it not weren't for the points deduction, Harbour could have won the league.
Well, they would have won the league
at the same time. But all three sides said miles ahead of everyone else. I think 20-point difference between the sides in the playoffs, 15 off Hinkley. He couldn't be good, Jenny, then three teams going up on the way to perform. Tendai Dare ended up on the top goal scorers list of two clubs this season as a result, at Hinkley and at Harbour Town. So, and obviously he won the Golden Boot, but to do it at two clubs for their top goal scorer.
You get two boots then?
I don't know how that works, actually.
Well, that's the end of the show for this season. That's the end of the show for this season. A big thank you for joining us this season, and also a big thank you to all the managers who've come on the show week in, week out as well. Big thank you to Damien.
It'd be a bit bobbins, though, wouldn't it, without them?
No, that's what I'm saying. They basically make the show. As well as...
Oh, you hear that?
As well as...
We needn't have bothered all these 12 years.
Next season, listen, gents.
Just managers.
Listen, as well as the pundits round this table. So a big thank you to James Hayes.
Thank you, Ben.
Big thank you to Swamper.
Thank you very much.
Turning up right at the end.
Oh,
there he is on the back post. Boom, there he is. 30-second
George Berry
cameo.
I see on the back post. Wolverhampton Wanderers. Big all right, mate.
Big thank you to Burke.
Cheers,
a big thank you to Simo. Also, a big thank you to Mark Carruthers, to Andrew Snaith, to Thomas Feeney, and Paul Connolly, and Luke Edwards for joining us on the show as our fixture preview people. But that's the end of the show.
So what do we now, Ben?
I have also proven this year that you can do Whitby Town away and back on public transport. So.
Hey,
in a day.
Yes.
In fairness, I mean, if you listen to Swallow Travel.
Tell you what, that's a good shout. You asked what we do over the summer.
Yeah.
Plug Slower Travel. Yes.
Yeah, over the summer I sit on buses. and then write about
it's not as bad as it sounds, dear listener. It's quite funny.
No, thank you very much.
I'm Birkin.
I've got a bar bill to pay. Go on.
Cheers, Swamps. I'd go round the place on buses and then talk about it, and as Ben has very kindly said, it's not that bad.
It's absolute
damned with faint praise.
I would say it's absolute genius. It is absolutely beautiful. If you want to just relax and enjoy and listen to Berkey in his own environment, his beautiful environment, it's available on older
wherever you get your podcasts.
And also,
thank you.
What's your bloke called who does the music?
Oh, Mesita.
Mesita. Wow. Genius.
Well, what does that mean in Spanish?
Yeah.
Little table. Come on, I thought you.
Oh, Mesita. I didn't have it misunderstood. But
he speaks Italian
and Spanish.
Oh, and Spanish. Yeah. I had no idea.
And you speak Italian
equally badly.
Equally badly.
Wow. And all good podcast channels.
All the bad ones.
And in the meantime, while you're waiting around for the football season to get started again, or even pre-season, websites, please, and all that.
So. X follow me on Twitter, Northern Premier League, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, YouTube, official Northern Premier.
What's Threads?
I'm going to say you turn into Ben here.
Did you say Threads? Threads or Threads?
Listen, this is a Northern show. If he wants to say it like that, he can. Threads.
No.
Yeah.
Because no one understands.
No, we do our own thing. It's fine.
Our own thing.
We do our own thing.
Thing.
But that's the end for the Pitching in NPL show for this season. A big thank you once again to Damien at the Heat and Hops.
Award-winning Heating Ops.
At the award-winning
Pub of the Year Heating Ops.
Pub of the Year in South Manchester.
15
stroke,
seasons
Stockport.
Of this show. Let's not forget it. 15 seasons.
Is it 15?
15?
It was 10, wasn't it?
Was it 10?
It's longer than 10.
We've just gone past episode 500.
Yes.
Haven't we?
Yes.
We did the first episodes in the old magnet.
We did.
And we've been
that
here
was the
now.
V version, though, because don't forget before then, Tigo was doing one on YouTube. Alex McKenna was on it.
Unless we forget Stuart James.
And Roy Shiller, of course. Alan Alcock.
Alan Alcock.
Oh, yeah, Alan Alcock.
Flanners.
Flanners. Yeah.
Father
and
Flanners. Son. Flanners was on the old one as well.
And don't forget Johnny Crowther as well. So thank you to everyone.
How many years were you doing that before we started?
Lasted two seasons.
But that's the end for the NPL show for this season. Have a lovely summer. And you'll be hearing from us again very soon. You take care. Bye-bye.
Well, I mean, you say that.
Yeah.